You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business. Hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we are speaking with Catherine Von Berg, President and CEO of Simplify Power, an innovative energy storage company in Southern California whose non-toxic lithium-ion batteries are charging up energy resiliency around the world from homes to off-grid movie locations. Catherine, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us. So tell us about the Simplify Power battery chemistry and technology and what makes it different.
Okay. Well, you use the phrase non-toxic. And going back to 2002, when our CTO first began to develop the power storage technology, he wanted to come up with a solution for the film and movie industry to allow access to power beyond the limits of the grid. And whether you're in downtown Manhattan or in the Amazon jungle, using fuel-based generators can be very costly and complicated. So Stewart set out to develop a power storage solution that could eliminate or certainly optimize fuel-based generators on site at chute. And he began to work with the earliest version of the lithium ion battery chemistry known as lithium cobalt oxide. And that chemistry is still in use today. And Stewart began to innovate around that chemistry, which was a great alternative to then the industry standard lead acid batteries. The advantages that cobalt represented was a much greater power density, cycle life, and Stewart began to innovate an architecture around the chemistry. However, it also had some very serious drawbacks. One is that it's very toxic. The cobalt itself has been likened to blood diamond mining practices. It's toxic. The cycle life is actually very short, between 500 to 600 cycles, and it has a thermal profile that is known as thermal runaway, and the batteries can go into a state where they begin to overheat and catch fire. So Stewart, beginning to work with the chemistry, and then it was the earliest, he was one of the first pioneers to work with that, and about in the year 2007-08, gentleman, Dr. Goodenough, began to pioneer newer lithium ion chemistry, the lithium ferrophosphate or iron phosphate that we use today. And the advantages of this newer lithium ion chemistry, again, ferrophosphate, is that it eliminated the thermal runaway. It eliminated the toxicity, that cobalt, and it potentially exponentially increased cycle life. So instead of 500 to 600 cycles, the chemistry itself, depending on the architecture and the proprietary battery management system, the power electronics, the cycle life can be exponentially extended to 5,000, 10,000 cycles. So the principles of that chemistry, doing away with the toxicity, a much more stable chemistry, and eliminating the thermal profile, led to our current portfolio of products.
For those who are unfamiliar, what is the thermal runaway? I heard you mention that a few times. Get into that a little, if you would.
Yeah, so you may be familiar, and listeners may be familiar, because of the recent issues with the hoverboards that have been catching fire. And what happens with that chemistry is it has thermal properties that have to be managed. And so the power electronics that are built into batteries that use cobalt, chemistries that use cobalt, are very important in mitigating any kind of thermal profile. So typically, cobalt-based batteries, and now we have many more types of lithium-ion chemistries that have manganese, nickel, and other elements in addition to the lithium and the cobalt. But the cobalt has to be managed through the power electronics. Once a battery with cobalt goes into a state of thermal runaway because of the chemical composition and the extreme high temperatures that these batteries burn, there is not a flame retardant that can put them out. So the fires themselves have to be managed and allowed to burn out. They're black and they're very toxic and problematic. So over the holidays, the hoverboards that were using cobalt-based batteries did not have adequate power electronics to manage the charge and discharge curves and the overall thermal profile, and they were catching fire.
Now, how is the market for energy storage changing as solar and wind power have matured and become integral to the overall energy market?
So, you know, the power industry is interesting because for years, our centralized grid and the way we thought about power really didn't involve any kind of reserves. And we have all different types of reserves to mitigate the intermittency of available resources, if you will. So our grid infrastructure is predicated on demand response. Storage has typically not been utilized such that we could generate power and save it, store it up for times of high use. And so we have peaker plants and other resources on the grid to meet peak demand because we typically have not used power storage. With the advent of distributed generation through solar and wind, both centralized grid utilities and end users are looking to power storage to optimize the renewable generation, but indeed the grid as well. So with renewable power, of course, with the sun goes down. If you don't have a way to store the power that you've been generating through your PV panels during the day, you're going without power at night. So storage obviously optimizes your investment in PV. The same with wind. When the wind dies down, if you've been able to store the energy, then you still have power when the wind is not blowing. So as the market for PV has matured, what we're seeing is changes in policies and regulations that have to do with interconnection, hookup, et cetera. And in many states, including Hawaii and others, they are eliminating net energy metering programs, which allowed users to benefit from the net energy they were generating from their PV panels. And without net energy metering programs, if you don't use all the power you're generating during the day, which is typically fed back into the grid for grid-tied systems, residential and commercial, then you lose the ability to benefit from that excess power. So power storage now is becoming valuable to allow customers, end users, to optimize their installations, capture excess power, keep it in their home or in their business, and deploy it, use it when they require it, either during a power outage or during peak usage demand charge times of day. They're able to offset the demand charges and time of use charges that are typical of a grid-tied system. In addition to that, power storage is also critical as people realize with a PV array on their home or business, if the grid goes down, that PV system is grid-tied, therefore it's feeding the energy being generated into the grid. And if you add a couple of batteries and an inverter charge controller to your system, the PV array in your home, when the power goes out, you will have access to the generation even during the blackout. Without batteries and without the inverter charge controllers, during a blackout, you lose access to the generation on your roof.
Well, you certainly know your stuff, and we appreciate your getting us up to speed. We're visiting with Catherine Von Berg, President and CEO of Simplify Power, an innovative energy storage company in Southern California, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Now, Catherine, how do you see the international market for energy storage right now?
It's tremendous. And globally, the issues that are playing out in the United States are playing out in different ways across the world. So we have begun to sell our power storage solutions for homes and businesses overseas. We're in Australia. Our portable products that began in 2002 with the film and movie industry, as I indicated, line of products is known as the Liberty Pack series of products, and those systems have been deployed worldwide through film and movie crews, more recently with film and research teams studying polar ice cap melt in Greenland, etc. So we've been deploying systems around the world since 2002, and then more recently in residential and commercial systems. One of the visions that we've had for our company since the beginning was to really extend access to electricity beyond the limits of transmission lines. And there's approximately 1.4 billion people who live beyond transmission, and another 1.2 billion that have intermittent access. So here again, power storage coupled with PV panels, blankets that fold out in rural climates or and environments, people suddenly can have access to power by generating it on their own terms with their own solar mini wind turbines, and using our power storage, they can store it in very lightweight, small form factors that they can carry with them. One of the goals of the company is really to change the relationship that people have with power, to become active participants in the generation and acquisition of power that is clean. And then, of course, the storage component to be non-toxic and clean as well.
Simplify Power has been around since 2002, but not by the same name. How did the company get started and grow to where it is today?
Well, it was really the partnerships that Stuart Lennox, our CTO, began to develop with the film and movie industry, from Disney to Paramount. He was able to beta test and develop strong relationships with film crews that were out on location. And it's because of the years of beta testing in very rugged climates that Stuart was able to develop high performance, high density, long lasting power storage solutions. What was interesting as we began to look at other markets in 2010 when I joined the company, it was to leverage that platform technology that he had developed in his garage as a true entrepreneur in his garage, and leverage the platform technology for other markets. So we began to work with the U.S. Marine Corps and Army, and the same principles in the film movie industry that required rugged, robust, energy-dense, lightweight power storage solutions to create security and resiliency became the very model that we developed with the Marine Corps, specifically to offset fuel use in generators on forward operating bases. It was a little known fact that during the Iraq War, there were more deaths as a result of fuel convoys, because very often the bases themselves were secure, but the convoys bringing fuel in were not. And so our goal was to work with the Marine Corps and the U.S. Army to displace as many fuel-based generators as possible, and if not entirely displaced, then optimize and create 80% fuel savings. With the fold-out solar panels and wind turbines and our power storage solutions with all the AC outlets to power up their equipment, men and women went from being subject to noise pollution, having their location identified because of the generators, to becoming stealth and carrying their own power generation and storage with them. And so it allowed for greater safety and resiliency and operational safety for our troops.
Catherine, we certainly do appreciate your time today, and certainly appreciate not only your time, but for getting us up to speed on all the details and important information in regards to our environment and safety as well. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information online about Simplify Power.
Yes, please visit our website, simplifypower.com. We just launched our new website, and we transitioned our name. We were OES, Optimized Energy Storage. We wanted to capture in our company name what our technology does for end users and people who are utilizing power, and that is to bring balance and proportion back to their lives in their relationship to energy. And so PHI represents the golden mean, and we all want to simplify our lives, and we definitely want to simplify our relationship with power and our ability to access it anytime, anywhere, beyond limits of transition lines, but also in partnership with utilities and with the transmission grid.
Catherine, we thank you for what you're doing in the space, and thanks so much for your time today here on the Green Business Podcast Show. All the best.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Catherine Von Berg, President and CEO of Simplify Power, an innovative energy storage company in Southern California whose non-toxic lithium-ion batteries are charging up energy resiliency around the world, from homes to off-grid movie locations. And once again, for more information, simply visit simplifypower.com. This has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
Leadership, Eric, and you know this, I've heard you talk about this, it's about influence. It's about our ability, and that's the bottom line of leadership, it's about our ability to make a contribution in somebody's life, to do something without any expectation of return, where we really, from a grateful heart, a sincere heart, try to move people in a direction that best suits them.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.